the environment that the England players are going to be in when they get to announce, okay?
Well, I've been on the bike for over 6 minutes now, going up to 100 watts. Not sure what that means, to be honest. As we all know by now, I'm not a fitness freak. But this is a fantastic facility here. We're inside the chamber. There's six bikes which we're all cycling on, and the temperature says 32 degrees and 69% humidity, which is what the England players will be experiencing in Manaus when they take on Italy at the weekend in their opening group game of the World Cup.
My name's Richard. I'm a sports science intern with Spire Perform.
How beneficial is it for preparation?
Yeah, so effectively you look at like the acclimatization. You look for certain physiological adaptations. We look for normally a 3 week period of to get these physiological adaptations. So the England team have been in heat chambers. They've been out in Miami. Now they're training in Manaus. So they've had this period of acclimatization. So therefore, like, they should be well and truly physiologically prepared for Manaus and the conditions out there.
And you can relax there, gentlemen. Well done. Good work. Big effort.
My name's Ian Elwood, and I'm the lead strength and conditioning coach here at Perform St George's Park.
So I've just come out of the chamber. I didn't think I did too bad until I saw the wall of sweat, which is on my grey T-shirt. I wish I would have been given a black one, but you can't hide the exercise and the workout that I've had.
No, you were really well in there. I mean, as you know yourself, you've just done 20 minutes steady state in there, so you know, you've maintained quite a steady workload, but you know, that heart rate will have continued to rose within those 20 minutes. It's still challenging, and you know, your body has to make a huge amount of adaptations to cope with that increase in physical workload. And as you can see, the evidence is there on your T-shirt. You know, you've lost a little bit of water, and the important thing is now obviously to rehydrate and make sure that we replenish that water loss to ensure that you're suitably hydrated for the rest of the day.
And will this, because I've just done 20 minutes in it today, and that was tiring enough, but end of the day, as you can see, I'm not in Premier League or World Cup footballer shape. Oh, yeah. How well can they last for 90 minutes in Manaus?
They'll be fine. I mean, most footballers are more than capable of dealing with the demands of the game. You know, I've never met a footballer that doesn't have the aerobic capacity to deal with the demands of playing 90 minutes plus. The big factor, as you've experienced yourself, will literally just be the humidity and the body's ability to deal with that. But you know, the work that they've done in Brazil and in Miami and here and Portugal previous to that will have given them that acclimatization, and physiologically there should be no reason why they now can't perform at the levels they're used to performing at domestically back out in Brazil for 90 minutes.